Who is Jesus Christ? This is one of the biggest questions in Christian life. But the answer is not always the same for everyone, depending on where we grew up, how we were raised, and what we have gone through in life. We may have different ideas about who Jesus Christ is. So let me ask you today, right at the start, who is Jesus Christ to you? Who is Jesus Christ to you? So Phil, what do you think? Who is Jesus Christ to you?
He's the creator of all things.
Wow, that's a great answer. Thank you. And okay, Edwin, so what do you think?
He's our Lord.
He's our Lord.
He sits on the right hand of God.
Okay, thank you. And how about Hee-jong?
My friend.
Your friend? Thank you. And then Marty, how about you? Your wife or?
Yeah, he's a son of God.
He's son of God. Thank you. You're like Peter. Or Miho, I wonder, what do you think?
Lord, someone
gives us guidance. Okay, someone gives us guidance. Thank you. And Lee, so your last one? Okay, thank you. So yes, we have various ideas or understanding of Jesus Christ because we are different. We grew up in different contexts. I think Korean Christians understanding or Filipinos Christians or Japanese or English Christians, they have different ideas of who Jesus Christ is. So just let me share a little story from my own life. Before I became a candidate for ministry, I took part in a training program called the Period of Discernment. During that time, my mentor encouraged me to attend a young adult conference at a place called Wellspring in Ashburton. After worship that day, we divided into small groups. We talked together about who Jesus Christ was to each of us. When it was my turn, I said that Jesus Christ was a revolutionary, someone who came to change the world. Why did I say that? Looking back now, I think I had a strong desire in the season of my life to see the world changed into something more like the kingdom of God. I wanted to see God's kingdom come here on earth through the good news of Jesus Christ. That is why I described Jesus that way at that time. If you asked me again same question now, my answer would be different because context is different. So let me ask you again, who is Jesus Christ to you? In our reading today, Matthew 16:13-20, Jesus asks a very similar question. But first, he does something interesting. He does not ask his disciples directly. He asks them what other people think about him. Jesus says, Who do people say that the Son of Man is? At the time, people had many different ideas about who Jesus was. Some said he was John the Baptist. Others said Elijah. Others said Jeremiah or one of the other prophets. When I was youth minister, I asked the same question to the teenagers in my group. Some person said, "Oh, Jesus is cool. He's a cool guy." Yes, that's right, he's cool. Or someone says, "Oh, he's so nice. He's protest to the government. He looks good." Something like that. Why so many different answers? I think it is because people often understood Jesus according to what they wanted to live or what they expected from him. So if I ask someone who is in some physical pain, he may say, or she may say, Jesus is healer. Or someone in political difficulties in some country, he or she may say, Jesus is the revolutionary or some good politicians. So all people saw Jesus through their own hopes, their own fears, their own history. In a way, this has not changed. Even today, people still see Jesus through their own eyes, through their own culture, their own story, their own needs. Then Jesus turns to his disciples and asks a much more personal question. Not who do people say I am, but who do you say that I am? This is the real question. Not what others think. What do you believe? This is a question for the disciples and also to us. And Peter answers, and his answer becomes one of the most important confessions in the whole Bible. You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Jesus is very pleased with this answer. It is the right answer. But more than that, it is the answer Jesus wanted his disciples, the believers, to understand and to confess with their own mouth. I think this moment in Matthew's Gospel is one of the most important turning points in the whole book. Matthew, the author of Matthew, wants his readers, especially his Jewish readers, to understand this one central truth. Jesus is the Messiah. Jesus is the Son of the living God. Now, people can say many different things about who Jesus is. But Matthew tells us something very important here. Peter did not arrive at this confession through his own cleverness or by working it out with logic. Jesus tells him clearly, this truth was revealed to him by God the Father. In other words, recognizing Jesus as the Messiah, the Son of the living God, is not something we simply figure out on our own. It is a gift. It's God's grace given to us. And here is one more thing I want us to think about together. If we confess Jesus the way Peter did, then our lives should show other people who Jesus Christ is. Many people in the world will never read the Bible. Many will never walk into a church building. So how will they come to know Jesus? Often, the only Bible they will ever read is us. They will see Jesus through the way we live, the way we love, the way we forgive, and the way we care for the people around us. This is what mission really means. Through our lives, we share with others the Christ we believe in and confess as the Son of God. But here is something important to remember. When people hear our message and come to confess Jesus as their Lord too, that is not our achievement. That is also the work of God's grace. We cannot force anyone to say Jesus Christ is my true Lord. We can share the good news. We can tell people about Jesus. We can show God's love through our daily lives. But in the end, it is God who opens people's hearts, and it is God who helps them confess that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of the living God. So my dear brothers and sisters, perhaps each of us here today has a slightly different picture of Jesus in our minds. Our understanding of Jesus has been shaped by how we grew up, our families, our cultures, our country, our politics, our life experiences, and the struggles around us. Because of this, we may see Jesus in different ways. But today's passage gives us something solid to stand on. One clear, one central answer to the questions, who is Jesus Christ? Peter says it for us today. You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. This confession should not stay only in our mouth. It should be seen in our lives too. Our church and our daily lives should show this confession to the world. I believe this is our mission. So, shall we say it together right now in our lips? Yeah. Okay. You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Say again. You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Thank you. May this confession always live in your heart, on your lips, and in the way you walk through this world. May your life show the world who Jesus Christ truly is. Amen. Let us pray. Loving God, thank you for revealing your Son Jesus to us. Like Peter, help us to confess with our lips that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of the living God. May this truth shape how we live, love, and serve. Use our lives to show the world who Jesus is. Guide us and strengthen us for your mission. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.